Jesus is risen. He is risen indeed. Amen. Alleluia. A blessed Easter to everyone and to all of your families and friends who are gathered here to celebrate and worship our Lord today on this most holy morning of mornings, this most holy day of days, that is the day of our Lord's resurrection. One of the most distinctive features of the Easter liturgy that you will notice is that there is a paschal candle, the Easter candle that adorns our sanctuary. It will hold a place of prominence in the sanctuary of our church throughout the Easter season. And it holds such a place of prominence because this candle is a symbol of Jesus, Jesus risen from the dead. Last night, this candle was lit outside in our newly blessed Easter fire, and we processed into a church that was completely dark. And it is Jesus, the light of the world, that lightens our world, lightens the darkness of this world. It is Jesus who is the light of the world and is the light of our lives. And this candle is a symbol of the risen Jesus, particularly in three ways. First, as the light of the world. Last night when we began the liturgy in complete darkness at the Easter Vigil, this light was spread through the entire church. And the entire church was illuminated by every believer who held a candle in their hands. Brothers and sisters, this light, this new Easter flame, gives us hope. Jesus' resurrection gives us hope. Because when Jesus rose from the dead, when Jesus rises from the dead, it proves that everything that he said, everything that he taught, and that he continues to teach in his church, that these are saving truths. That these things that Jesus teaches us shows us the way to heaven. And Christ is the light that brings life to our souls, especially when we receive his grace in the sacraments. In just a few moments, we will renew our baptismal promises. And on that day of our baptism, that was the most important day of each and every one of our lives. Because on the day of our baptism, God came to dwell within us. And he dwells within us who are in the state of a state of his grace. The second way that this candle symbolizes the risen Jesus is that it sacrifices itself. This candle will be lit through the Easter season and also will be lit during baptisms and funerals. And it will eventually become smaller. In a sense, this candle, in order to give off light, sacrifices itself. In order to bring light, it dies to self, in a sense. Symbolic of Jesus who sacrificed his life, who died to himself so that we might have the light of life. And lastly, fire. This candle is lit with an Easter fire, fire which we know spreads rapidly and also provides warmth. Jesus said in the gospel, he said, "I came to bring fire to this earth, the fire of the Holy Spirit, the fire of his truth and his love and his gospel." And he wants the fire of his gospel to continue to be preached and to continue to be spread so that it may transform our society. These three characteristics of the paschal candle, its light, its sacrifice, and its fire. It also points to what it means for each and every one of us to be a baptized member of the church. Christ is that divine light that brings life to our souls. Indeed, all the sacraments, but especially the sacrament of baptism, and in just a few moments, the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist, brings the life of God's grace to our souls. Today, and especially on the day of our baptism, God came to dwell in us. These sacraments also unite us to the sacrifice of Christ. And so from this moment forward, from this Easter forward, let us live life sacrificially. Live your life not for yourself, but for Jesus and for Him alone. And lastly, as fire spreads rapidly, as baptized members of the church, brothers and sisters, we have a mission to spread the love and the truth of the gospel that we have already received on the day of our baptism. And so spread it joyfully. This was one of the characteristics of the apostles and all the saints throughout the history of the church, is that their lives were attractive because they lived life joyfully. They were joyful witnesses of the risen Jesus. And so let us live our Catholic faith joyfully. And let us become the saints that God is calling us to be. May it be so. God bless you and happy Easter. Amen. Alleluia.